Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But the traveler replied, "Let me go first and bury my father." Jesus answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead. But you go and proclaim the reign of God everywhere." And another said, "I will follow you, Rabbi, but first let me say goodbye to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "Whoever puts a hand to the plow but keeps looking back is unfit for the reign of God." The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm going to take our young people back to the children's room, and Father Frank is going to speak to you.
Mother Kay asked me to speak to you about the Franciscan Way. And so I will do that. Today we are celebrating the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. His feast day is actually on the 4th, but we wanted to have an occasion where we could follow his example and bless animals. So we began at 4:15 with that. And so we continue our celebration to celebrate St. Francis of Assisi. This is a statue that was given to me in Albuquerque. I'm sure you've seen a lot of these primitive type carvings of St. Francis of Assisi.
May I pass that around? Just for
people? Well, something happened. There was something happened to the
air. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
I
noticed that in carrying it in, that something happened to the arm. So anyway, Francis was called the mirror of Christ because he led the gospel life literally. You know, there used to be what they called the red letter edition of the scriptures, and everything that Jesus said was written in red. And so Francis lived the red. Totally. And he's probably one of the most beloved saints in Christendom. Francis was known for his praises to God, the artist. In every one of God's works, Francis rejoiced. Creation sang to him, "He who made us is infinitely good." Francis called all creatures brother or sister, and he even preached to them, instructing them to praise God. He was called the troubadour of the king. He would roam the streets, inviting everyone to sing with him. A legend says that one time he came upon an almond tree, and he said to the tree, "Brother almond, sing to me of God." And it is said that the almond tree blossomed. That is what St. Francis does for me. He is my patron saint. He was given as my patron saint at my birth. And my baptismal name is actually Francis, even though I go by Frank. Having been raised in parochial school, I was encouraged by the sisters to get caught up in his life and teaching. Francis fascinated me. He made my faith blossom. I saw in St. Francis what could be possible for me if I was to embrace the overflowing goodness of God manifested in all that exists and to let that embrace transform me. While some theologies focus on Christ coming to save the world on account of sin, The Franciscan view instead emphasizes the love of God made flesh in Jesus. This is the true center of reality. Christ came into the physical world because the Trinity, a communion of persons, wished to express a divine word, and that word became flesh, participating in the life of the universe as a created being. This alternate theology, this alternate way of thinking, portrays God in solidarity with human suffering, out of love, rather than a God who demands punishment to assuage his anger at sin. So Christ's death was not him taking our punishment for us. His death was joining in our suffering, becoming one with our suffering. So what is the way of St. Francis? First of all, it's wonder at the incarnation. God may dwell in churches as he dwelt in the temple, but Christ becomes human teaches us that God indwells us in much the same way he indwelt Jesus. And so as we gather here, God is here. Francis had eyes to see it. Not just a theory, but he saw the reality of God's presence in each human being and in creation. Francis taught gospel poverty. When we relinquish all, we become empty enough to make room for God. Jesus said, "Foxes have a den, and the birds of the air have a nest, but I have nowhere to lay my head." When we become vulnerable as that, then we have the power of God transforming us into the Christ who indwells us. Gospel poverty is living simply so that others may simply live. And I strive to live this principle. Francis taught that we must live the gospel. We must be the good news. We must be a love song, love of God and love of neighbor. We must place our feet in the footprints of Jesus. As Mary told the wedding guests, or the wedding stewards, do what he says. We must even love our enemies. The Venerable Dorothy Day, does everybody know who Dorothy Day is? The Venerable Dorothy Day says, "I only love God as much as I love the person I love the least." That's a heavy indictment. How can we love God whom we do not see if we do not love our neighbor made in God's image whom we do see? The Franciscan way is to repair God's house. When Francis, after Francis's conversion, as he was kneeling in a dilapidated church praying, he felt that he heard the voice of God telling him to rebuild my church. And so Francis set about rebuilding the dilapidated church that he was in. And as he did that, he realized that God was calling him to rebuild the church. To rebuild not its the outward structures, but to rebuild the church from the inside out. And that's what we are called to do. We are called to build the church. We are called to be the church. We're not called to go to church. Rather than allowing the church to fall into ruin, let's take the bricks of love, seal them with the mortar of hope, and with the firm foundation of faith, and let us build a house for God. The Franciscan way is a way of peace. Interior peace comes from knowing that God is in all of creation, and that creation is in God. In God we live and move and have our being. In fact, people say, well, God loves me because I am. That's wrong. You are because God loves you. You only came to be because God loved the idea of who you are. In that awareness, we cultivate a love and a concern for nature, justice for the poor, and commitment to society. Let us announce peace to all people, preach repentance, show patience in strife, be prayerful, be responsible in your actions toward your neighbor. Have a grateful heart. The Franciscan way is to love and nurture nature, not to dominate or exploit it and unjustly extract resources from it. When we rob from our sister, Mother Earth, we rob our children and grandchildren and destroy our brothers and sister creatures. The Franciscan way is joy in humble praise and service to God. Knowing that all things come to us from God, we look to God and are aware when we have God, we want for nothing, for all creation belongs to us, and we belong to all creation and to God. The Franciscan way is the way of love. How much time have I got? I'm squinting. 2 minutes, okay. Well, let me just take some time to let you know that in the ECC, obviously, since you see me in my habit, we have Franciscans. And we are always welcoming our, opening our arms to anyone who wants to join the Franciscan way. Now, you can join as an associate and remain an associate, or you can go through the steps to make make promises. I made, as indicated by my rope, I made solemn promises for poverty, chastity, and obedience. And the associate can make promises in the same way, but perhaps not as serious or as solemn as I have. But the whole purpose of joining the Franciscan way is to imitate Jesus by imitating Saint Francis and by living according to the rule that he established. And so I would invite you, if you're interested in looking more into Saint Francis' life and into his way of life, get in touch with me. And I'd be happy to invite you to some of our meetings. We meet by Zoom because we're all scattered across the country. But, you know, we could, I would invite you to a meeting and you can try out and see if you would like to be a Franciscan. So, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.